Unger was waiting at the 80-mile field. As he's pulling even, he called calmly in the midst of the insanity around him. Pitcairn's belly bag is losing her too much time. I was breathing as hard from that news as from the weight of my 140 pounds of cargo. I added an eighth bag to the load. McAdoo's back on course, Unger added. Her number two is well behind. Can't catch you. You're 20 seconds on McAdoo. I didn't need Unger to do the arithmetic. Even if reeling her belly bag out and in slowed her, even if her navigation was shoddy, McAdoo had me. I thundered down at the 90-mile mark, striking hard enough to leave inch-deep footprints in the mud alongside the river. It smarted, but I staggered forward for my last bag. Low! Dean Murchison rumbled from the other side of the rope line. Cut! Low! How far back is she? I shouted. I didn't need a compass. I knew where the aerodrome was. 10 miles downstream on the opposite bank. I attached my bag. How far back, damn you? Radcliffe! Murchison howled instead. Up Radcliffe! I launched and screamed along the river at 100 feet. It was the longest minute of my life. Don't look. Don't look. If I turned my head, it would slow me. I couldn't afford even a second. Head tucked, elbow in, feet pointed, hand down, hand down. McAdoo whistled past me with 4 miles to go, 10 feet above my shoulder, trying to upset me with her wake. I held my line. Close. So close. She had me by nearly 3 seconds per mile. Even my flare and settle wouldn't save me. She cheated up a few feet, then a few more, trying to make sure she had a clear line of sight to the landing field. A tactical error. Just the way you'd expect a short courser to fly the long course. But it wouldn't make a difference. She was too damn fast. Too fast? She wasn't going to be able to stop in time. McAdoo must have recognized it too. She whip-kicked and braked. By the time she'd stopped her forward momentum, she drifted 200 feet past the landing zone. She added power to come back. I was blistering in full bore right at her. Maybe she didn't see me. Maybe she thought I would pull off. Instead, I cut low. I flipped head down into my flare, braking and putting on downward force to slide under her. My feet hit hers with me, still upside down. McAdoo tumbled up and over. I fought my sigils to keep control, still diving toward the ground. Then she was right above me. McAdoo loosed her belly bag. It struck me on the feet. The suit warded off the blow, but it was enough to rotate me belly up. I couldn't see the ground. Dead man. 50 feet up, falling fast, back first. No shock absorbers in the back. Everything went slow. The air like water around me. Not enough thrust to stop in time. What would Dimitri say to... What would Gertrude say? What would Brock... Mother... But what would Robert... Weeks say. Ugly. I directed all my power into a forward half somersault. No braking. I would hit at 60 miles an hour, more than enough to kill me. I rotated. I'd barely gotten myself into a tuck when I struck feet first. The impact sent me sprawling. I rolled tits over tea kettle and slid to a stop on my belly. 100 pounds of cargo on my back, 80 on my front. I couldn't breathe. Robert! Someone screamed over me, tearing at the straps in my back, heaving away the sandbags. Robert! Essie screamed again. In third place, the public address system boomed, from Radcliffe College, in a time of 19 minutes, 2 seconds, Robert Arthur Weeks. Help, I wheezed. Roll him on his side, someone else said. He can't stand up like that. Pitcairn rolled me and helped Essie pull the tabs on my chest. The sandbags fell away. You alive? Pitcairn asked me. Yeah, I winced. You just made my week, Pitcairn said. Essie pulled me to my feet. I stood there, blinking. All of me, body and conscious mind, was trying to turn toward the next compass heading, assume launch posture, hand down. Then came the irrational fear that I'd scrambled my brains and heard it wrong. Someone else's name. Not possible that I'd... No, impossible. In fourth place, the PA announced, from the Sacramento Institute of Philosophy, in a time of 19 minutes, 8 seconds, Eileen Marie McAdoo. I ripped my goggles off and flung them in the air. I pulled my hood free and let loose a yap that had been building for 19 years. Finally.